Hello and welcome to Battle of the Ranking Factors. I am Connor, and as always, my co-host is Jess. Today, we are going to be discussing one of the simpler things when it comes to SEO, and we're going to be talking about internal linking and a little bit of site structure. We'll go into the basics of that. So let's just get right into it. Jess, how are you today?
I am doing great. I got a little bit of Christmas spirit in me, nice. So I'm excited to... you know, get these podcasts going and rolling. What about you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm. We'll see how many episodes we end up getting out here in the next few months, considering we have life events happening. we'll probably touch on that a different time. Anyway, so Jess, if you had to explain what internal linking is, how would you explain that?
I would say internal links are just... I don't know, if I had to like break it down super simple for someone who's never seen an internal link, I would just say like in like the, you know, internal linking for dummies, it's the highlighted text or buttons that link you out to other pages on the same site or domain. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just those in-text hyperlinks. They could be buttons, but they just are helping users navigate your site more seamlessly. And I think that's kind of just, from my perspective, the easiest way to explain it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can make it more simple than that, but if you can, go ahead and give it a try.
I think I can. So I always say if it's an internal link, anytime you click something and it brings you to a new page on the same website, that is an internal link.
You said it simpler than me.
I did. Yeah, I think I did.
I think you did it in less words.
It's at its simplest, like at the bare bones, it is anytime you click something and it opens up a new page on the same website, that is an internal link. So a little bit more about internal links though. What is the point of them and what does it do for your site? Why do I need them? Internal links are great for users because it clearly points out the next step on a user journey in your website, on your website. It clearly tells someone you need to go here for the next logical step. It also is a way for search engines to crawl your website. Anytime that you have a page on your website or a new page, you need to create an internal link pointing to that new page, so that the next time a search engine crawls your website, it is able to find that new page and start ranking it for the keywords that you want it to rank for. Otherwise, it would be what's known as an orphaned page. Jess, would you like to explain orphaned pages a little bit?
So orphaned pages are just kind of pages that are, you know, they're hanging out by themselves. They're not linked. They're harder to get a rank for because search engines have a harder time finding that page. A lot of times too, you think as orphan pages, they're younger, they don't have any authority behind them. They're hanging out by themselves. There's no way for users to get to them unless they're poking around probably on your sitemap, which let's be honest, most users don't do.
Correct.
You know, so the idea is obviously we don't want to have orphan pages on any site ever.
Agreed. Yeah. It's orphan pages is a real quick way to kill any and all, SEO progress that you've made on your site. So always set up an internal link to the new page so that it is crawled. We generally recommend at least two internal links if possible. It's going to be tricky if you have a brand new site with no content. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But like I said, any time that you have a link pointing to a page on your site, it is counted as an internal link. So that includes your navigation links, that includes buttons, that includes images that you have on your homepage that if you click them opens up a new page. You can utilize all of these techniques to create internal links to your new pages. But that being said, we know that search engines prefer in-text links over any other type of link, and that's because you can utilize anchor text. You want to explain anchor text a little bit?
Yeah, so anchor text is just the text that the link will be using to then describe the next page that the user is going to be going to. So for example, if you are ready for baseball in 2021, knock on wood, and you're looking to bring someone to a game, but you've never, you know, maybe you don't know a lot about baseball. So you're looking at this, you know, page, and then maybe on your site you have a secondary page, or you're creating a page about the best baseball stadiums in, you know, the Midwest or something. So you would want to use the actual phrase best baseball stadiums as your anchor text to then link to a page about the best baseball stadiums, because that's what search engines are looking for to then lead onto that next page. But also from a user experience, if you clicked on best baseball stadiums as that anchor text and it bounced you to, like, you know, top 10 hot dog stands in, you know, whatever, Cincinnati, like, you'd be very confused, and, you know, you, it kind of, you know, it's not helping you either. But, you know, obviously, you know, to help search engines and yourself, that anchor text can be more descriptive, as in text versus a button.
Yeah. Best practice for anchor text is to, basically just say what the next page is that you're sending someone to, so that if they click that link, they're not shocked and like, why did I end up here? Because the anchor text is not what I thought it would be. And like I mentioned just a second ago, when it comes to internal links, search engines prefer in-text links because you can utilize the anchor text, but then you can also utilize the entire, you know, paragraph or sentences around that link to help give context to what that page is about. A button is fine. It counts as an internal link. It's a good way to prevent an orphaned page, but it doesn't, it only has the anchor text to provide any sort of context. So you're better off using in-text links if you can, but also for those primary CTAs on your site, call to actions, you should probably use buttons because they will stick out a little bit. And depending on the page, the type of page, the goals of the page, a button is going to get more action out of a user than an in-text link, which is more likely to get a user to the next page to get more information. So those are just a little bit of best practices when it comes to internal linking. We'll get back to a little bit more of internal linking in a second. Let's talk about site structure. They're related topics because it functions similarly. But I think at its basic core, site structure is how, if you were to write or put your website into a spreadsheet, it's how it would be visualized from a spreadsheet view. So always think about when it comes to site structure as your home page being the ultimate parent page. That's where everything on your site starts. And from there, everything is branched out. I think it's really easy to use retail here as a good way to visualize site structure. And I'm gonna go through an example using a website, Connor's Camping Things, because I like camping. So we'll go through that.
Fun fact,
I like camping. So always start with your homepage. That is where everything branches out from on your site. So you have Connor's campingthings.com. This is also a little bit easier to see visually, so definitely check out our blog and you can see that. Then from there, you have your homepage as your parent. Then you branch out to your general product page, right? You have people going to the camping gear folder or page on your website. So you have ConnorCampingThings.com/campinggear. From there, you can have someone filter down into the specific product type. So maybe they go from camping gear to tents. And then from there, they go to the specific product page. So they go from camping gear to tents to the specific tent that someone is going to buy. All of those folders in that site organization provides context to search engines and also users to let people know where they are on the site, but then also for search engines to know how your site is organized and the hierarchy of the pages on your site. So what is more important? What is maybe more specific? What should rank for the general branded keywords, aka your homepage, and then what should rank for those more specific niche keywords, like the specific tent that someone is buying. Anything else to add on to site structure, Jess? I feel like I went on a rant there.
No, I don't really think so. I do think, though, yeah, we definitely talk about like Google's ability to crawl, and that's super important. Mm-hmm. That helps. And then you briefly mentioned, like user experience, and how it, you know, indicates to the user. So I think, like, as someone who sometimes, like, I personally have a harder time thinking about like the AI and like Google that way. Mm-hmm. I, again, just being able to apply that to user experience, that if you clicked on a link or a URL to something and you looked at that URL and it didn't make sense, then your site structure probably could use some adjusting, right? Mm-hmm. The more that obviously users are on the site and using it also too, again, that helps with authority in the end. So, you know, for people who maybe aren't, who are like more like me and need the more like user experience mm-hmm. aspect, that's just another way to think about it.
For sure. Yeah. I always, when it comes to site structure, it's hard to go much further than say, just like kind of use common sense, right? Like have your site organized from highest to lowest. So most broad to most specific, and then parent pages as you create more content, more, you have more products on your site, parent them to the relevant, more general category so that you're providing context to users and search engines, about like what that product is, right? So if we're going back to the specific tent example, that's one specific tent is parented to the more broad tents page, which is parented to the even more broad camping gear page. So you're providing context as you get further and further down your site so that the keywords that rank for each of those pages make sense because the search engine has those context clues to be able to rank things appropriately. So those are the basics of internal linking and site structure. So let's go through some random ramblings that we didn't necessarily have a parent to. Jess, are there any, do you want to explain the difference between an internal link and an external link?
Sure. So an internal link is just a link that then directs you to another page within your own site. Mm-hmm. An external link would be something that removes you from that site and points to a second site or a different site. Internal links are better for authority within your own site, and external links are good for user engagement. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the only tip we have there is obviously if you're pointing to somebody else's page, have that button open up into, or that link or anchor text open up into a new window so that you're not having these people just generically bounce off your page right away. You know, I think too, a lot of times with external links, they're good, you know, you want to make sure that those are super relevant too, because as you're kind of redirecting users, you don't want to include that, you know, if it doesn't make sense, or if you're just like, don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Make right. sure it's like extremely relevant, that it's something that would be useful for the users, you know, in that way. I don't know if you have anything to add about that. External linking is just kind of, it depends kind of scenario. Yeah. I think internal linking is definitely something to focus on harder. Versus external linking.
I think the best case, if you think about external links, similar to like when you were in college, right, and you were writing some sort of research paper, you had to cite your sources, right? I think external links are probably most similar to citing your sources, like for a professional paper. So take that into account if you're citing some sort of specs on a product, or you want to show where you got that information from, or if you're talking about a local establishment. I think those are the best ways to cite your source is to use external links, but then also to make sure that they open, like you said, in a new window so that you're not losing those users, but you're also helping your users by providing that information. All right, so now we'll talk about authority. Your site only has so much authority, so I always recommend utilizing the context clues like anchor text, site structure, to make sure search engines know what the new page is about using those clues rather than just saying, like, this is my high-ranking traffic-driving page. I'll use it to give authority to the next page. It's harder to rely on that, and I don't think that's necessarily the best practice. Always think about the user. Send internal links from pages that make sense rather than just trying to use some authority figure that we honestly don't know much about anyway. Then we'll go into crawling. We've mentioned it a few times, but the best reason to set up internal links is that so when a search engine crawls your site, looks at your content, looks at your navigation, it is able to find those internal links to get to the new pages so that those new pages can rank for the keywords that you want them to. It's a fairly simple concept, right? Search engines will start on your homepage, go through every single piece of content, crawl every single link, they'll spider out from there, and that's how you get search engines to find the new pages on your site. So make sure that you're setting those internal links up. Otherwise, you're going to have orphaned pages. And then, Jess, what if I don't have any content?
So I think this is something that's like a big stressor for people who are just starting a new website. They're like, okay, this sounds great, but what am I supposed to link to if there's nothing on my website? Okay, so anything, navigation links do count as internal links, but they're obviously not given too much authority. So that's like one place to start. So, you know, a lot of times with these new pages, having a button, which remember still counts as a link, or even anchor text to a contact us form or more information or about us, anything that you can utilize in that main navigation that makes sense, you can count as an internal link. Something to kind of, you know, utilizing those buttons, you know, as much as you can for some of that. But then sometimes too, you know, if you know, oh, next month or this time I do plan on creating this other page, you can start to include that anchor text within that content, you know, to kind of help so that guide that and so that users know that probably eventually you might be talking about that for that linking opportunity. But yeah, I think it's just, you know, part of the SEO game of that slow burn. You got to kind of just wait until you have some stuff. But feel free to be creative and think ahead.
Yeah, agreed. I think the only other thing I would add is that you can utilize your navigation if you're a small site and you're struggling to find the best, like, in-content links. Utilize your navigation for any new pages that you're making until you have a content, you know, profile that allows you to implement those internal links. But also don't spam your navigation because you don't want too much information there. You want to keep it clean and user-friendly. That's internal linking is a fairly simple topic. I feel like it's one of the few when it comes to SEO that is fairly easy to understand. Think about your user, think about where you want someone to go when you're creating a page, think about where you want them to come from and then where you want them to go on your site. And those are your internal links, right? You set up one from the page that you want them to come from and then you set up one for the next page that you want them to go to, at its simplest point. But that's internal linking and site structure. Thank you for listening to Battle the Ranking Factors. As always, please like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter. Tune in next time as we discuss TBD. We'll figure that out soon. And if you have any topics that you want discussed, please comment and let us know. For Jess, I am Connor. We will see you next time. Thank you.